Welcome to the podcast that opens to the Akash of our human blueprint, so we can be supported to align in our signature and truth, to live and create as the divine, multidimensional humans we are. I hope you enjoy the transmission.
Welcome to the Half Moon Gateway, meditation and channeling. So half moons are times when we have a choice, and the choice to at this time is there's two questions live. One is, are we at war? And the other is, what are we for? We could be asking either of these. So asking one question, the are we at war, aligns us with the old and what's being destroyed. The other question, what are we for, aligns us with our true creative purpose. What are we here to bring in? How are we helping to be the master engineers and the co-creators within the new earth? What visions are we holding, and how are we going to energize those visions? See, that's what's supported in this particular half moon phase. And the half moon gateway, like I say, gives us a chance to come down on one side or the other. Are we facing the old leaving? Are we aligning with the new coming in? As the divine masculine continues to reemerge in the collective blueprint of consciousness, bringing with it those qualities that enable us to follow our goals, pursue a direction, hold a focus, and continue to get more and more clear about what we're here to create, about our highest creative purpose and how that can take shape in the outside world. We are invited to continue to align at these gateway moments with our divine feminine, because that's the essence of being. That's what connects us with the truth of who we are. And that beingness is always met when we allow ourselves a moment to pause, to open a space in between, to open to silence and to stillness. So I believe it feels like there are messages from the guides, and I really want to open to that. Before we do, I'd like to offer an alignment meditation that helps bring us into beingness, to connect us with ourselves so we're aligned inside and centered, and bring our rhythms into equilibrium and open our fields so that whatever we receive, we're going to receive it in a safe, beautiful, and appropriate way. So, all right, if you have a few moments to sit with this, that's beautiful. Let's dive in. So, taking that time to get comfy, to let the focus recede from the outside world, bringing that focus inwards into the heart and center, opening to notice the sensations in the beating heart in the center of the chest, not naming them, not trying to change them, not working out what they mean, just opening to notice that there are sensations deep inside the chest, our hearts and centers are. Making that intention to close the outward facing eyes and drop that seat of seeing into the heart. Don't worry about whether we do this, we're not trying here. It's just an intention statement. We let go after we make an intention statement. We use our imagination and imagine that there's a part of us relaxing now, in our heart and center, reclining. Nothing to do right now. Just for these moments. And in that center, opening to the stillness and all the movement. Opening to allow that stillness to expand, even if our attention isn't with it. Perhaps stillness is also here. Perhaps movement and stillness can both be happening. We can choose to drop in, to to the silence in between sounds and the stillness in between movement, in between the in-breath and the out-breath, in between the heartbeats, allowing that stillness to be spacious, letting ourselves bodily drop, into this spaciousness, nothing to do. And from stillness, we can notice that rhythm of the breath, just observing it. Begin to notice, where does that movement flow to? If we were to follow that movement of the breath up and down, where does it flow to in the body? Is there a sensation happening somewhere in the body? Can we rest our attention very lightly with that? Just witnessing lovingly. And as we witness, wherever our attention is drawn in the body, maybe it just returns to the heart. Maybe there's a place in us where sensations are happening now. Be open to allow any sensations, emotions, or thoughts. And we're meeting them as vibrations, not stories here. Just letting them be as they are. Trusting that as they're allowed to vibrate, they can transform and change shape. And leave our fields, return in right shape, right vibration. They can just be as they are. Okay. And so with our awareness centered in our hearts, but aware of that flow of breath, maybe we follow the breath up to the head. Maybe our attention follows the breath from the heart up to the mind. We can make that intention to be the spaciousness beyond all those thoughts and activities in the mind. Don't worry if it doesn't happen the way we think it should. It's just an intention. Be that spaciousness beyond the busyness of mind. Allowing mind to be as busy as it wants. Imagining perhaps all that busyness is just vibrations. Activities, not stories. Allowing ourselves to be exactly as we are in this moment. No pressure. Nothing to notice. Nothing we should be experiencing. And when we're ready, rejoining that breath, imagining we're following it back down from the mind to the heart, and then down from the heart into the lower belly. The lower belly or the womb, the gut. Wherever we get dropped off in our bodies, settling down there. opening to notice the sensations happening in the body there, or if we don't notice any, that's something to notice. And then relaxing out into the spaciousness beyond those sensations. Just an intention. We're opening to that possibility that beyond those sensations in the body, there is a spaciousness. And a vastness, inviting our bodies to relax even more deeply for a few moments now. So in this moment, nothing is needed. I am enough. I have done enough. I have enough in this moment. And again, letting any sensations come, emotions come, or thoughts, meeting them as vibrations, welcoming them as they are. Just letting things move for a few moments here. Noticing that tendency to want to understand or get a story or construct a meaning around it, and seeing if you can let that go for a few moments. So you can always get that later. Okay. And when we're ready, allowing attention to follow that breath back into the heart and opening to that gateway at the back of the heart, at the front of the heart, gateway to the beyond, at the back of us, the gateway to life. Divine alignment at the front. Letting go of really hanging on to what that might mean. It's just words right now. But allowing ourselves the possibility that from life we are breathing in gifts. From the infinity of all that is, we are breathing in gifts. That those gifts are flowing in as energy is into the body, just a possibility here now. Really all we're doing is noticing that we're breathing, having our attention in the heart here. But just possibly in this moment we might be receiving from all that is, from life itself, something new, something now, something that's for us. And just as the heart knows where to circulate the blood and the body knows where it all goes, so the heart knows where energies flow. We don't need to manage this. In this half moon gateway, there are new energies activating in the collective field. So we don't have to try to be aligned with that. When we come into alignment within ourselves, we'll naturally and effortlessly receive what's for us. Innate intelligence knows, love knows, and our connected hearts know. So there are these divine resonances, really active right now. If it feels right to you, you're invited to sound them silently or out loud into the heart space. And just notice what vibrates in you with these words, you know, if it feels right for you. So stay with your own experience, your inner world. I am the infinite, unconditional celebration I am. I am the infinite. Unconditional gratitude. I am. I am the infinite, unconditional joy. I am. And I am the infinite, unconditional love. I am. You're bringing attention to the sensations in the heart and center and in the body as a whole. Taking these moments just to let things settle. And taking a moment to notice, without naming really, but the how we feel on the inside. Not naming, evaluating, just being with our attention and how we physically feel right now. Giving our innate intelligence that intention to take a snapshot of, a sensory snapshot of this, to remember that. Not because we need to hang on to it, just to anchor in this moment before we welcome the next moment. And then the invitation is to stay with our awareness on how we feel inside. The seat to open to see if there's a transmission from the guides, if there are messages that want to come through or energetics. But when we're anchored on how we feel inside and we're centered in our hearts, it's like we are in our place of safety, protection, open to receiving only what's appropriate. And you can take that further and invoke to the higher self. I allow myself to receive only that which is in infinitely unconditionally loving integrity. I open to receive only that which is for me right now. But if we keep our attention inside on how we feel, we notice that resonance, what we resonate with and what we don't, what's for us, what's not. It's a beautiful way to stay in touch with our inner discernment for this channeling, but also in life. So it's nice to build these practices that help us switch and drop our attention inward to how we physically feel when we're out and about, when we're interacting with a person or presentation, information, something on the internet. To listen to ourselves while we're listening to others. And to do that from a connected state. Like the ultimate protection, the ultimate filter and discernment. A sea of so much information, we have that potential within us to be our inner oracle, our inner guide, our inner master, our inner authority, to access our higher selves, to rest in presence. And to utilize that beautiful inbuilt compass for this is for me, this isn't. This is true for me, this isn't. This is a yes for me, this is a no. Okay. Beloveds, welcome and thank you. It is so joyful to sit with you at this time. We are the Pleiadians. We are, your brethren and sistren in the stars, but we are so very close with you just now. There is this brotherly and sisterly sense of looking out for you, caring for how you're going through these next movements in your collaborative, collective, generative phase of your ascension, for you are generating now. You are generators. You are no longer the receptive Passive, inwardly focused collective of consciousness going through the internal resets in consciousness that align you with your sense of oneness and interconnectivity with all that is. You are also, as well as all that, you are also the frontier waves of generators collectively deciding with your choices, with your choosing, what you are envisioning for the world you are going to live in. And you are only here for some time, yes? You are envisioning for the foundations of a world that will continue to grow. And so you know there is a heavy sense of duty on some of you. There is a urgent sense of desperation on some of you, and there is a loving, inspired, relaxed, expansive outlook on so many more of you. And that is the frequency we wish to invite you into more and more. So to notice where in your lives you are not feeling that relaxed, expansive, expressive outlook. And to make a choice, not to feel like you have to do the inner work to realize why there's a problem here, just to flip the switch. This is one of the attributes of the divine masculine energy as it enters your collective field. When you are working more the divine feminine, you are allowing the process of transformation, realization, transmutation to happen because you are in that place where you are being reset, realigned. And for many of you, this work does not stop. You have not abandoned this. In fact, many of you are holding this focus for others right now. But for those of you who are in your activated energies, who are outputting and outgoing and picking up on these divine masculine qualities that perhaps are re-emerging in you in new and, we hope, interesting ways, there is the opportunity to notice where you are not feeling joyful, where you are in, shall we say, old habits. Habits that aligned you with the you who no longer exists. And where you notice you don't feel like you are liberated, like you are breathing freely, where you are standing tall, where your shoulders are back and your chest is open and your head is high and you are looking with the eyes that see from within, as the essence of the truth of who you are, and you are commanding, what am I here for? What am I going to bring? How am I going to serve in this now situation? What am I here to create? How does the infinite potential of divine consciousness want to flow and move through me, with me, and as me? How does it want to take shape in this divine human expression I am? For that is what aligns you. That is the perspective that can align you with the energies that are flowing into your body consciousness now as a collective to re-energize many of you in areas where you may have felt shut down in the past. Do you notice the physical difference in energy when we say shut down to energized? Okay, and you notice how there is a switch that can be flipped. And it is a choice that flips the switch, but it is also the forming of new habits, new physical habits, new thought habits. There is this beautiful divine union being brought with these divine masculine emerging attributes this year between the mind and the body. And as you are opening to the constantly expansive potential of functioning more from the higher mind in your daily lives, in your practical, logistical ways, you are also invited to energize your higher intentions by connecting the activities of mind with the activities of body. So we suggest when you dance, when you exercise, when you are doing yoga, when you wake up and start your morning routines, and you bring in your intentions, you invite your creative intentions, even if they are unknown to you, they will be live in your hearts. They will be residing in your awareness. So even if they're not making themselves clear to you and you feel that's a little frustrating, you can simply call to the energy of the intention. What are my intentions? I energize them. I make the intention to energize my highest creative intentions. That will bring those energies more and more physically into your body. But if you are asking, what am I for? You are healing the parts of you that might still be at war, that might still be aligned with the old paradigm that is leaving and crumbling and disintegrating and dissolving from your templates. So rather than having to battle it out with yourself as to why you're still battling it out in parts of you, acknowledge that the story of duality is live for everybody in some way. This is not unique to you. But what aligns you with the emerging story of unity is opening to ask, what am I for? I am open to discovering more of my creative purpose. And when you know something, when something lands, something concrete, something tangible, touchable, imaginable, envision this. Make a statement about this and energize that. Hold that while you are walking, while you are active, while you are performing mundane tasks, or while you are dancing and celebrating. Feel the energy that connects your body with the vision you're holding for your future. Dance with life, beloveds, for life is extending a hand. And you are able, more than able, to meet life in its divinity. Shift your focus to where the invitation to play in harmony, in elevated co-creative mastery, is making itself known to you. It's no longer time to undervalue your creativity. It's no longer time to prioritize fear over what drives you, what excites you, and what fills your heart with love. What are you here for? Keep asking. We, as your beloveds, as your brothers and sisters, we beseech you, keep asking, for you change the world as you do so. For the better. And there is limitless potential for changing this world for the better. It lives in your hearts. It's part of the dance. And life is inviting you to play. Thank you. as always. We are also your guardians. Understand this is the tip of the proverbial iceberg, for you are at work through the multi-dimensions of yourself. You are already co-creating together in higher dimensional frequencies, in fields you cannot see with your eyes necessarily. You are already way beyond laying the foundations for your futures, your elevated futures, the futures that support you in fulfilling the visions and the dreams in your connected hearts. Allow yourself bodily to feel the energy of this, to be energized by this, to welcome the doorways that are opening because you are so very, you like to say, hard at work. Actually, you are hard at play. You are hard at creating. And you are, if we are really honest, not working hard at all, for elevated creating is effortless play. This is where work stops becoming a word for you to use in association with what you're here for. When you are energized, effortlessness is. This is the next evolution. The next development. For now, we bid you adieu, wish you well, and look forward to our next meeting. Thank you, thank you, and thank you for connecting with us, for sitting in connectivity, and for that heart connection. We feel your love, and we see the divinity you already are. Yeah, that's it. That's what's come through for today. Thanks, lovelies, for being with us. It's really beautiful to meet with them and to be connected with you. Wow. And to have that sense that we have friends and they're really close. Okay. So here's a beautiful day. I'll connect with you soon.
I hope you enjoyed the transmission. To find out more about Blueprint Cash sessions, or maybe join the live events, you can go to infinityresonance.com and get in touch.